right, we are back. I'm Janine. You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Standing by to join me are Taj Frazier, Professor of Media Arts and Culture, USC, as well as Perry B. Johnson, also part of USC Annenberg. And they are here to talk about Outside the Lyrics, which is out now, season 2, on PBS. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for taking the time to call in.
So happy to be here with you.
For having us.
My pleasure. When I took a look at this show, I thought this is a great topic. My show is Get the Funk Out.
I love it.
Thank you. The arts and everything that you are sharing in this series is outstanding. Tell me first, how did the two of you come together on this to collaborate?
Ooh, Ty, do you want to take that?
Sure. So I had actually been working with PBS. I'd worked with them on a previous series called Hip Hop in the Metaverse, which was all about exploring kind of new immersive technologies, platforms, you know, the kind of benefits as well as the contradictions and complexity of it all, but really through the lens of popular culture and especially through the lens of hip hop. Okay. I'd worked with them on that previously, and then we shifted gears and worked on a kind of 3-episode series called Outside the Lyrics, which was really kind of part of kind of celebrating hip hop's 50th anniversary several years ago. But we wanted to look at it, you know, through the lens of, you know, the other kind of creative communities and formations that have been kind of, you know, part of and central to hip hop's development. And so we did that with our first season. But then once we shifted gears and we started thinking about a second season, you know, we really thought it was important to kind of broaden our focus and as well as kind of like also prioritize Los Angeles. And so Perry and I have had a friendship, for over 15 years, and
fantastic.
Perry and I have also worked on other kind of creative endeavors, and Perry has been doing amazing work, with other platforms. So I reached out to her to kind of talk about ideas, and that's really how the second season came to be.
And you're both, should I call both of you doctor? You're both PhDs, and you're at USC Annenberg.
We are, yes. Thrilled to have Taj as a colleague and a mentor and friend, all of those things. But yeah, we get to teach, bring this stuff into the classroom, which is a real treat.
I love it. There's so much I want to unpack here. How involved are you in choosing topics, subjects, things like that?
This was really collaborative. I'll say, you know, I was so thrilled when Taj reached out about being a part of the second season, first as associate producer, and then as a host. And we had a really wonderful team at PBS. It's been really a treat to work with our other producers on the show. And so it really started as a sort of collective brainstorming with Taj and I, you know, bringing our different areas of music and culture and the scholarship and the way that we've thought about programming and archival histories, all of those things together to use it as an opportunity to explore the ways that music comes together with different subcultures in Los Angeles. And as Taj emphasized, we really wanted to think about how to center the city through this second season. And of course, you know, Los Angeles, we think about it, or we talk about it sometimes as a singular entity, but LA is so many different places, so many different neighborhoods, so many different subcultures. And so for us, it was how can we use this platform as an opportunity to explore things that are happening now across the city that bridge music and different subcultures, but also how can we really root that in larger and longer histories that both connect LA to other places, but that also tap into parts of the city that even other parts of the city may not know. So it was really collaborative when we all brought different ideas to those initial meetings of things that we were tapping into, seeing or exploring in our own lives or our own research. So I've just been really fortunate to be a part of this experience and happy at how open the process has been in terms of sharing ideas that led to the four episodes that we now have in the second.
I love it. Tell me what comes to mind outside the lyrics with that title for both of you. Maybe we'll start with Taj.
For me, it highlights, number one, you know, that music, you know, that obviously lyrics can be a central component of music and creativity, and even like, you know, language, you know, when we, you know, speaking, but that so much of how we communicate goes beyond just the words, you know, it's the texture, it's the sounds, it's the mood, it's the people. And within the lyrics and the sounds are histories and lives and communities. So, yeah, really with the title of the show, part of what we wanted to do is kind of challenge normative, conventional perceptions about music. I mean, initially it was about hip-hop. Oftentimes people think about hip-hop and it's like solely through the music and not thinking about the ways that, you know, hip-hop has become really part of all of, I would say, not just even just popular culture, but like it's part of so many facets of public life, creativity, you know?
Yes.
Politics, sports, everyday language, how we think about identity. So I think that was one of the things we wanted to highlight, you know, with our first season, especially with our second season. We really, as Perry pointed out, wanted to highlight the ways that so many facets of everyday life, the ways that that kind of musical ethos can play a role in that, you know,
yes, absolutely.
But also how these facets of creative life and everyday life are central spaces where people come to understand themselves, come to understand themselves as part of a greater collective good. Mm-hmm. And as well are central parts of how life gets made and shaped, you know, in cities and areas like Los Angeles and beyond. Part of what we wanted to kind of do is challenge some of those assumptions, but also highlight the things that we move through and that we're part of that come to shape, you know, how we come to know ourselves.
Sure.
Yeah, I would echo everything that Taj said. You know, for me, when I think about lyrics, and I spend a lot of time thinking about music and musical history, lyrics are, you know, it's a narrative form, and we can think about it rhetorically, right, of what are they mm-hmm. saying, the storytelling that happens.
Yes.
And so I think there is such an important storytelling and narrative component to the way that we've been thinking about this, and lyrics, in terms of the title, helps encapsulate that musical ethos that Taj is talking about, but also the role that music has played directly, but also as a form of inspiration for the different subcultures mm-hmm. that we explore. And this notion of being outside, I think, points to an expansiveness and a broader scope
yes.
in how we are approaching and thinking about the episodes and thinking about the individuals and the communities that we were fortunate enough to be in conversation with for this season. Because, you know, to Taz's point, part of what we really wanted to highlight, and this is, you know, this is something that we think through in our own work and our classrooms and programming, is like these points of intersection.
Mm-hmm.
So where and how are different cultural forms coming together? But also, exactly to Taz's point, how can we challenge some of the ways where sometimes that becomes very siloed, and we sort of think about this cultural form over here and this cultural form over here. And we really wanted to use this as an opportunity to think about, to learn from, and to highlight the ways that not only are these intersections there, but that they've also always been there to mm-hmm. some extent.
Sure.
You know, and I can point to the episode that we did with the Venice Basketball League and the Hoop Bus, and thinking about basketball and music and the very long history of those two forms coming together. You know, we point in the episode to the ways that in early iterations of basketball emerging as a form of athletic competition, many of those competitions would take place in jazz ballrooms in places like the Savoy. You know, mm-hmm. so you have these like tangible historical markers where music and sport have shared literal spaces.
Yes.
But then also the ways that athletes, that musicians think about shared approaches to the art form of the sort of ethos of improvisation and freestyling and collaboration. And you see that play out in how basketball moves as a choreography, much in the same way we think of jazz artists or hip-hop artists, for example. So it was thinking about a sort of multi-layered, multi-dimensional way
yes.
to get outside of a singular approach to thinking mm-hmm. about these subcultures. And for us, that was really thinking about music and then a whole host of other things, which we were fortunate to do with each four episodes.
Thank you. Thank you both for that. And what also strikes me is that this series wakes people up to the fact that, yes, people are busy. They're focused on all kinds of things. We all have busy schedules. But I think we overlook the hidden gems of Los Angeles, from the people to the experiences to, you know, art has power and meaning, and we need to make time for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
I mean, I think, yeah, that kind of one of the, I think, most profound statements, I feel like, that was made in one of the episodes was from, you know, artist Patrick Martinez, you know, when he talked about, you know, that his art in many ways is about encouraging people to pay attention, you know, that, like you said, so many times we can get in our silos of community or in our cars and kind of just be looking in one direction and not really absorbing just how vibrant everything around us is and can be. Or sometimes we see that, we feel that, but, you know, we might feel discouraged from actually stepping out and leaning into that curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I think our show really, really highlights, prioritizes, and celebrates is all of these communities of people who lean into that curiosity.
Yes.
And their different kinds of ways and through different kinds of practices.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the great things about music, I think for many of us at least, is that, like, you know, during our formative years and usually, hopefully thereafter, music becomes at least a key space where, you know, we maybe begin to know ourselves.
Sure.
Or hear different voices and attach ourselves to those different voices, those different sounds, and begin to experiment with, you know, who we are and how we see the world.
Yes.
And one of the beautiful things I think about the kind of creative communities that we highlight and prioritize in the show, as well as the different neighborhoods as well, are these are like formations, collectives of people who lean into that sensibility through their different kinds of practices, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These are spaces where they get to experiment, where they get to be playful, but they get to do so also in collaboration with others. And if we really pay attention to what they're doing, it can teach us really important lessons about LA, about the people that surround us, about these histories, and mm-hmm. like why these kinds of practices are occurring in these particular spaces.
Yes.
And I think in many ways that makes us all better because, mm-hmm. you know, it encourages us to listen to ourselves, but also like improve and increase our capacity to listen to others.
Definitely. Definitely. Harry, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I 100% agree with everything that Taj just said, and I think part of what has made the process leading up to the season even so generative is this shared sense of curiosity and curiosity that allows for an openness. You know, our goal with this season and with this series was never to sort of parachute in and say, look, we discovered this new subculture that's happening in L.A., not at all that, but instead to come from this place of curiosity of, I think Taj and I are both, we have a shared approach to this city in the sense of, you know, Los Angeles can be a wonderful, complicated, sometimes
yeah.
frustrating, oftentimes a really beautiful place. And part of the challenge of it is just the sort of geographic expansiveness that is Los Angeles County. And there is so much happening in this city and across these neighborhoods every day, in all different forms of art and culture and community. And it can be hard to navigate that without a sort of a sense of curiosity or a sense of intentionality.
Yes.
And so part of what our hope is with this series, and that for me was such a wonderful learning experience, was the opportunity to sit down and have conversations with folks who are doing things that, to Taj's point, are really rooted in community, in history, and in collaboration in a way that at every angle there is some sense of bringing people together and inviting people in to learn from those shared histories, and music and art or music and basketball or music and listening then become different avenues
yes.
to do that. That exactly to Taj's point, they help us learn more about ourselves, but also I'll root us in Los Angeles in a particular kind of way that helps to highlight part of what makes this city so special,
mm-hmm.
that we have all of these things happening both in collaboration with each other or alongside in ways that really enrich the experience, I think, of being able to be in from around Los Angeles.
Well, I love the spotlight you bring on Los Angeles. I feel like when I was watching this and learning more about it, that this would make a great field trip for students,
mm-hmm.
for high school, college, to really learn more about the, you know, Los Angeles as a whole and different people and what they're doing. I was saying to Taj, I grew up in New York City when I was younger, and there are so many pockets of New York City, as you know, different aspects, whether it's, you know, the Garment District, et cetera. You know, it's multifaceted. I love the culture of New York. I don't know enough about Los Angeles, and this series really intrigued me to want to go and learn more.
Yeah, well, that makes me so happy to hear.
It's
sparking curiosity in you, too. And, you know, New York, another city with, like, all of these different neighborhoods, boroughs, histories.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about how you go about building an episode together.
Cool. Well, the first phase the first phase is really before the season begins, really trying to figure out what the themes of each particular episode will be. So some of you like what's the kind of main arena of culture that we're interested in kind of highlighting. Yeah. And I obviously getting coming up with those themes, identifying who might be people that we can reach out to and kind of center the episode around. And then getting, PBS and getting getting kind of a approval of the pitch. And then the next phase is really kind of the outreach, reaching out to those folks and seeing if and having a conversation with them to learn more about their work, learn more about how they kind of came to the point of doing what they do. And then as well, getting a sense of if they would be interested in sharing, about their work. And as well as having their community members share with us. So that's kind of the first phase, before we actually even can kind of get out to film. And then I'll let Perry take over in terms of kind of the next phase once we've identified who really kind of are the subjects or the protagonists of each particular episode.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to learn more about these communities, and some of whom, some of the folks that we're talking to are communities that we've been enriched by during our time in Los Angeles, so having some sense of who they are, but not having the same opportunity to really sit down. And so for us, after sort of narrowing down where are some of the places that we think would be really, really great to highlight that make sense in terms of, thinking about the outside the lyrics scope. But then having opportunities to sit down and meet with them, for us to do our research as a team. The format of these episodes, which I'm so happy to hear that it sparks curiosity in you, but they're shorter episodes, right? So around 12 minutes. And sometimes that's a different kind of challenge of how do we tell this story and really highlight the depth of what's happening in these communities. And what these individuals have built within the span of 12 minutes, while also telling these larger histories that they're connected to. And so that came through processes of conversations with the folks that we are able to highlight, of learning from them about who else should we be in conversation with, right? Or which members of your community might also want their voice as part of this to be a representative, and not just individuals who have founded an organization per se, but who has benefited from that, or who are members within this community that can speak tangibly to that experience. And so in that sense, we emphasize collaboration there too, to then think about who we should be in conversation with, highlighting what parts of the histories. And then, as any film shoot, you're limited by weather, by bandwidth, by resources, all of that. So we wanted to have a really tight ship going into filming so that we could highlight as much of that depth as possible and capture it in the span of a day, each of these episodes we filmed in one day. And then it was a collaborative editing process coming out of that, where Taz and I and our production team at PBS and PBS SoCal really did what we could on the other side of that to try and weave these pieces together in a way that represented that story.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I would love both of you to share a little bit about yourselves. I know, Perry, you're a music scholar, historian, producer. Maybe we'll start with you.
Sure. Yeah. Many hats. I resist sitting in a singular title. And that really comes from a place of curiosity. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting a PhD mostly because I just loved learning. And for me, I wanted to take advantage of every opportunity to really sit in that space of curiosity. So I am a lecturer at the Annenberg School of Communication at USC, where I teach a lot about culture industries, about histories of media and entertainment. I teach a course on Los Angeles, so it's been a real treat to have that align with the release of this new series. And then another sort of my other hat that I sit primarily in is I co-direct a creative collective interdisciplinary initiative called The Sound of Victory with a colleague, Dr. Courtney M. Cox, up at the University of Oregon. And that initiative is dedicated to exploring the relationship between music and sports. So I really have found a way to sit in these spaces of intersection, and that's been a really fun initiative. So lecturer sometimes, producer, sometimes, but really just a lover of learning. And I'm so grateful when there's any opportunity to be a part of projects like this that open up the classroom to the greater public. So
I will say this before we jump to Taj. I also have a doctorate. Mine's a doctorate of education from Boston University, and I called it mental boot camp.
Yeah, exactly.
And it applies, you know, it applies to anything. You know, you never know where you're going to be using that experience.
No, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Now to Taj.
So I'm a professor of communication at Annenberg, at USC Annenberg, and also a director of the Institute for Difference and Empowerment in the Arts. It's a kind of think tank collective of folks who really prioritize thinking about the role of the arts in community identity and the role of what the arts can tell us about how to kind of institute the kind of change and transformations we want to see, and as well as like highlighting the kinds of giving people opportunities to kind of experiment with all of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a writer and author. So I write books primarily that look at American and Afro-diasporic political and popular cultures. Really, over the last 10 years, a lot of that work has been focused and dedicated on looking at the role of political and popular culture in Los Angeles, and really the kind of role of creativity and expressive life in, you know, kind of different communities throughout Los Angeles.
Very interesting. Both of you have quite the background, which I makes you the perfect fit to be co-host for this, really.
Thanks so much for giving us time to share about our work. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I also feel it's very inspiring because I believe very strongly to build a life that is nonlinear, that where you have opportunities to be curious, to develop a sense of meaning, perhaps purpose. And the people that you feature in the series really are inspiring in so many levels.
Most definitely. I mean, I think that's the gift for us. That's the gift for us is that, as Perry pointed out, I mean, these are people who, many of them are people who we've either been paying attention to, in conversation with, as well as, you know, cultivating friendships with over some time. So these are people who, you know, have taught us both about LA, but I'd say about much of what you just described, you mm-hmm. know, living a life where expression becomes a mode of obviously, you know, making an impact on yourself, but also, you know, if you're lucky and fortunate enough, you know, trying to make an impact yes. on others.
Yes. And, you know, I think about the fact that there's a lot of research on the loneliness epidemic and there's a lot of social disconnect. And I feel that perhaps even for your students, seeing you in this role, sharing these stories could really impact their lives. So let's say they don't become a professional artist. Maybe it's something they do as a way to, you know, manage stress, build resilience. Mm-hmm. And those kind of skills and that mindset really takes you throughout a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it does. I think there's a, you know, I would hope, and for me at least, like it creates opportunities for a perspective shift too, mm-hmm. even if it's not a particular cultural form that you may pursue, just as you said.
Yes.
But of different ways of being the world. And I think Taj tapped into this perfectly earlier about like how to listen, right? Of what listening openly does for us. And I think that my hope is that part of this is both that it shares different community spaces, different artists, different figures in Los Angeles who are doing really beautiful, wonderful things mm-hmm. that individuals may then want to explore. But also, even if they're not fortunate enough to be able to come to Los Angeles to do that, that it helps them see the world differently, to think about art differently, or to listen, you know, to find out, to seek out a community listening space and have that experience. And so I think that's there's not a one right way
sure.
to have a takeaway from this series, but the hope is that it inspires something
yes.
that allows for an openness or a shift that people can then take back to their own communities. I mean, in the immediate release of this, one of the things I've been so inspired by is folks reaching out saying, oh, I incorporated this episode into the syllabus at the University of Oregon University of Washington reaching out saying, we're going to do the summer trip. We would love to be able to be in conversation and to go visit this site. And so that's been great. Really great to see that it's beyond Los Angeles. And
yes.
It's sharing Los Angeles differently with us.
That's
other
beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I think people need other... One of the things I tell students all the time is, you know, I can't promise you a job, you know, like...
Right.
You know, to some degree, and if a university does, you know, be skeptical to some degree. You know, what we can try to do for you is help lean into the aptitude you already have, the competence you already have to be curious, to know yourself, and to spend time trying to get to know yourself, spend time trying to understand what has shaped you, as well as opening yourself up, you know, increasing your capacity, your competency to know how to help facilitate that for others, you know?
Sure.
And if you're able to take that kind of sense of self, that sense of being wherever you go, you know, like people will respond to that. That will resonate with folks, you know? And as well, you know, wherever you are, but, you know, I tell them, especially, you know, at USC, one of the best spaces for education you're going to obtain is not on the campus. It's experiencing the city, moving through different spaces throughout the city and beyond.
Yes.
That's where you're going to experience a lot of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend time reflecting about that and building on your ability to communicate about that, you know, that will aid you and benefit you wherever you go. And to some degree, that will be part of, you know, you should experience life. Your lifelong experience should be one of education, mm-hmm. one of learning, sure. and as well as hopefully finding different modes and spaces to express the challenges you're facing, the beauty you see in different kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. Really, that's what's going to help to fuel your ability to try to manifest things for yourself. Because the challenges will constantly occur.
You
know, like the one thing I can promise you is that you will face challenges throughout your life. But
yes.
How will you respond to those? You know, who will you lean on? Who are the communities you will lean on in your effort to respond to those and to try to manifest something different for yourself?
I love that.
And I think, yeah, as you said, the people on the show are really models of that.
Mm-hmm. So we do have to wrap up. Where can people find out more about both of you? We'll start with Perry.
Yeah, at Perry B. Johnson on social media, at www.thesoundofvictory.org for that project, and then on the USC Annenberg website, Perry B. Johnson.
Fantastic. And Taj?
Yeah, it's Taj Frazier. You can find me at tajfrazier.com in terms of just the website, as well as through Annenberg's website and platform, also on social media as Black, B-L-A-K, Infinite. And yeah, you can also find, you know, different things, editorials, pieces I've written, you know, if you're interested online.
Fantastic. I want to thank you both so much. I've really enjoyed this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Be well, and I look forward to meeting you in person at some time.
Same, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, be well. Thank you. All right, that was Taj Frazier, Professor of Media Arts and Culture at USC Annenberg, and Perry B. Johnson, Lecturer at USC Annenberg and Co-Director of The Sound of Victory. They were talking about Outside the Lyrics, Season 2. You can learn more about this outstanding series from PBS. There is all kinds of information on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. There's also links to the PBS SoCal YouTube channel. You can watch various episodes. You can also just go to pbssocal.org. There's a bunch of information about the series and also different episodes. We were talking about artist Patrick Martinez on the March 17th episode, Off the Wall. There's also the basketball episode, Hooper's Paradise, on March 24th, and fashion, March 31st. This episode is called Change Clothes. And lots more information. Again, the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. If you want to know more about my guests, their bios, the bio for Perry and the bio for Taj are up on there as well. So that's about it for me. That's a wrap. Up next, SoCal New Waver with Pass Forward. Fantastic show. Stick around for that. And I'll be back next Wednesday, 9 a.m. Again, if you would like to pitch a guest, I'm always accepting pitches. Just shoot me an email to Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. If you're not familiar with KUCI, head over to KUCI.org. Our complete schedule's on there, public affairs, music shows. We have a lot of talent here at the station. And you can also visit our socials at KUCI-FM. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out.